The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good. I'm not on.
Yes, you are.
There you are.
We hear you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to KCNR 1460 on this Monday morning. I think the little heat goblins.
Somebody turned it completely down. I couldn't hear anything.
Goblins have been in here. You know how it goes. Everybody, how you doing?
It's Monday.
Hope you're staying cool because we have got...
You come in here and turn everything down after you leave?
No. Not always.
Okay.
Okay, so Ashley is here, and of course, you know.
We're blaming everything on her so far this morning.
So that's part. She brought in Dunkin' Donuts. Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay, let's start all over again.
Okay.
Good morning. It's 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. The news is brought to you by Tobacco Improved, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. We're just in there. Wow, is it cool in there. I tell you, new walk-in humidor, expanded walk-in humidor, it's great in there.
And they
Shelly,
have a really big special coming up, a really big
we're going to talk about
event.
That. That's right. It's going to be a big event. And I finally get to go to this one. So, anyway, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Bob. You were north.
Yes, we were up in Coos Bay where it's about... The midday high is about 30 degrees less.
Did you know it's 50 degrees cooler today on the coast than it is here? 50 degrees.
I am quite aware of this. It was a couple of beautiful days up there. Yes, we as a disclosure, we were up house hunting and appear to have made success. And stay tuned for that.
Oh, did you see something you can see yourself in?
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
I mean, besides that thong.
Besides what?
Besides the thong.
Thank you.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. It was just Monday.
Because I think there's going to be weird stuff coming out of people. I'm not talking about liquids and fluids and things like that. I'm talking about just moods. Because have you ever noticed that people get different in the heat?
Actually, the scientific reason for that is as your body is trying to cool itself, it pushes blood out to the skin, which is why you get that kind of flush.
Uh-huh.
But if the blood goes there, where is it not going?
Your brain, between your ears.
Yeah, your brain.
My gosh.
Okay, hey, look, everybody.
People
it is
going to
be hot today. Ooh, okay, but let's start.
We have a heat advisory. I want to talk about that first and its effect from... It's in effect today until July 26th. And, when you have the National Weather Service, hazardous weather conditions, this is what we're in the midst of. So today will be sunny and hot with a high near 106. Tonight, partly cloudy with around 78. Tuesday, sunny and hot with a high near 108. Now, we know we went through this last week. We know what that feels like. And so at least Red Bluff had a power outage. 1,600 people were without power last night, and the PG&E came in and said, it was faulty equipment, which I think is great when you take ownership. Anyway, Wednesday, sunny and hot with a high near 109. Thursday, sunny and hot with a near 109. Oh, God, where are we going?
109.
Friday.
We're having some people
Friday,
Wednesday.
108, Saturday. I have decided I do not want to go through another summer in Reading without being close to a pool, having access at all times to a pool. Because, I was thinking if we had a pool, we could have had our dinner party Wednesday night, which I wanted to do outside. I've been hanging lights. My girlfriend and I have been doing all this stuff, so we've got this beautiful... Who wants to be outside? You would want to be outside if you had a pool. You could hang. You could actually float little tables and eat in the pool. That's what I was thinking about. Okay, Saturday is going to be sunny and hot with a high near 105 and Sunday 103. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
You know, having seen your backyard, you could do a little zero
we
edge.
We could, yeah.
Good for about four or five people.
Yeah. Carl's eating the dollar sign.
I know. Got to decide.
I just don't even know what to say anymore.
I thought about that a long time ago.
Which part of that budget is that? I don't remember the budget we built. You know the Dave Ramsey budget. That I don't remember the beans and rice and no pool. Yeah, yeah. Beans and rice and beans and a swimming pool.
Yeah,
it's just not in there.
And go dip your feet in the river.
Yeah, but that view you've got, the little zero-edge pool, would look very cool.
Why don't we just do an elevated pool and just so...
Hey, maybe we should go buy one of those...
Get a Doughboy.
Let's get a Doughboy. I mean, I know they sell them over at Big Lots. I saw them at Big Lots the other day. I was like,
Why don't we just take some... Why don't we just take a plastic tarp
below you?
Hey, look, let's just take a plastic tarp, put it in the back of the F-150, fill it
there
up with water.
Hey!
There you go, and then I can drive you around, yeah, so it'd be like a mobile pool.
That's what rednecks do. They are totally into that, yeah.
What do you mean rednecks?
Oh, no, absolutely. Haven't you seen this?
Is his neck red?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
I grew up on a horse ranch, and we had the troughs that were old bathtubs.
Absolutely.
In the summertime, baby.
You were in there?
Yeah. That was my favorite.
Okay, I tell you what. If it's going to make you feel any better, tonight, let's just walk outside, and I'll chase you around the backyard with the hose spraying you.
I've been trying to get Carl to fix the barbecue now for 2 weeks.
A viral video.
Okay. Yeah. Now, for 3 weeks, I have been trying to fix the barbecue. The barbecue has got – you know what I'm looking for is I'm looking for the grates. They've got to be 19 inches wide and 30 inches long. That's all. So I've got 19 inches wide and 26 inches long. So I put those in yesterday, and I thought, that's not going to work at all.
No.
Because I thought I was going to be able to put part of the old grill in there, which Linda won't let me do.
You get the wrong parts, honey.
I didn't get the wrong parts. I have great parts, you know. It's just that this is just a weird grill. So now I'm going to go around to every grill place in town, barbecue place in town, and see if I can get a grill, you know, the grill that goes over the fire. It's got to be either in sections or whatever that comes out to 19 inches wide. And 30 inches long.
And you may have to modify.
You know what? I may have to. I may just. How hard is,
it work
to cut
a saw?
How hard is it? How hard is it to cut ceramic?
You got to have the wet. You got to have the wet saw.
I bet
saw.
Mike Huber can do it.
Yeah, quite, but he's probably got the wet saw.
He's got the wet saw. Yeah. I could probably run over there and say, "Hey, would you mind cutting it to this length?" And he'll say, "Sure," because Mike Huber from Estate Granite is that kind of guy.
He's a great guy.
He's a great guy. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, you look at Cornerstone Community Bank, it started in Red Bluff, but it's here. They're getting ready to put move their headquarters down to Hartnell in that old Rayleigh Shopping Center there. They have a new branch. Their newest branch is at 1845 California Street. Head on down there. See all the things they do. See how Cornerstone Community Bank is helping you move local dreams forward. Local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
What is summer without a summer concert series? Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music on select Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. A tribute for everyone from rock and roll classics to soul and today's pop charts. Don't miss these amazing performances. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Come out and sing and dance along with your favorite tribute band at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center this summer. See the next best thing to your favorite artists in an intimate setting. For a complete lineup of our summer concert tribute series, visit WindRiver.com or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and you stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount. Let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851. Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 17 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 22nd of July, 2018. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst, the owner of Crackmaster, is truly from the old school. Every repair he does is with quality and with great workmanship. He's not going to waste your time. He's going to take a look at your windshield, tell you if you can fix it or not. If he can, he'll fix it. He guarantees it for life. From a little bitty chip to a crack over 2.5 feet in length, give him a call at 241-8373 or just head on down to 3208 South Market Street. Go on in and see Jeff. See what he has there. Like I said, a better-known business. Let me just say something before you start. If you don't listen to our local shows, you're missing out on a lot of great stuff. I listened to them all this weekend, and, you know, it's when it starts from our sports show on Saturday morning to being found with Chauncey and the gang with doing the IT stuff, you know, how to advertise your business, how to use the internet to its fullest ability, to Nancy Sutton Pierce and her health tips, but also tips on life and women, Bob and Brenda. And I tell you what, your show is just a joy to listen to. You too. I mean, it really is. It's a joy to listen to. And it's, you know, it's as good as any national show. And it is. It's as good when you start talking tech stuff. Nobody, you hit it from all directions there. So I'm just really, really sold on that. And then we start on Sunday morning with Jefferson State of Mind. Now, you know, these guys are fat fighters. They're battlers. You know, they have been fighting something for as long as, gosh, it's got to be at least 8 or 9 years. I mean, seriously battling the state of California. And now, you know, it's in the courts where it's, hey, you know what? We deserve to be, we in the Northern California area, we deserve the right to be represented, and our votes count. And now they don't. You know, we anything that happens from Sacramento, we have no choice but to accept it. It just is, and this battle has been going on, and it will continue to go on. And then you go to Sovereign Minds, and you listen to these guys and girls, and it's humorous in a lot of ways, but there are other things they're talking about is stuff that, you know, their comments on what's happening in the world, which is just, you know. Agree with them or not agree with them. They're very quick. They're very pithy. They're, they have, like I said, they have a good time. And then, We the People with Aaron and Bill. Yesterday they had on a guy from South Africa who is a historian from South Africa and talked about what was happening in Africa itself with Obama being there. He talked about, I don't know if I agreed with him on everything. I mean, frankly. How the South Africans were the first settlers there were indentured, so they were enslaved to people, and how there were no natives in South Africa, but I don't think that's true. He said there was some along the coast, so but you were sitting in there, Ashley,
he said there were no native black people in South Africa.
Well,
there were natives there.
But they weren't black. Well, what were
and
they?
So,
they were along the coast, though.
Yes.
And he called them the Hottentots, right?
I don't remember what he called them.
Well, whatever
but
the
he
name
said that
was.
the closest black people to when the Dutch settled that area was they were approximately 700 miles away.
Yeah, but there were still. Anyway,
the conflict there is race based.
Yeah, so. And that's what he's saying is that how they're being forced off farms, they're being forced out of South Africa. And when they've tried to do this in other countries, but their economy has just gone to pieces. But what I was getting at was this, was that, I mean, where else were you going to hear this guy? We the People. He's a national level guest right here on KCNR. So if you haven't gone, and then you go on Monday night, and you have Radio Wasteland. It's our own George Norrie. It's our own Art Bell right here in Reading. Chauncey has this great, great interviews with aliens, quote, aliens, and these other things that happen. We did this for a short period of time. We called it Outside the Wire. And frankly, I enjoyed it because you talk to people that just thoroughly believe everything they're telling you. I think, well, at least they seem to believe everything. And so you question them and you talk to them as you would, as you're asking somebody, well, a mechanic, well, tell us about how you got here. Well, they tell you. So you just let it go from there. So, anyway, and then on Tuesday nights, Chris Gomez and his wife doing We're a Little Behind, talking about things.
Really, all about movies. They really know their stuff.
Yeah, a year too old, but they're just seeing it now. It's pretty cool. Anyway, I just wanted to share that. You know, we've got a lot of great shows on during the week, and besides ours and the national level shows. Anyway.
He said with all modesty.
Yes. Well, no, and we're going to shift the gears here because we were going to open the segment with this, and I just think it's really important because, you know, we're experiencing a heat wave. Many of us are outdoors. We're doing outdoor activities. And one of the things that we're experiencing are, of course, mosquitoes. So this is according to the Family Handyman 7 Mosquito Repellent Tips. And this is called 7 Top Ways to Keep Mosquitoes from Crashing Your Party. Number one, I'm telling you right now, prune hedges and mow the yard to reduce shade. Mosquitoes don't like the sun. They want to hide. So when it comes, that's why they come out at nighttime. You don't really get bit by mosquitoes as much in the daytime.
You know what? When I was in the Mojave, I never once got bitten by one. So I think you're right.
Number two, eliminate standing water. We've heard that a thimble of water. Mosquitoes can lay eggs in tiny amounts of water.
What about all those, wait a minute then. What about all those water features you have, those fountains?
The fountain, if it's moving, if it's standing, there's a difference between standing, and we'll get to that in a minute. Treat pools of water. Chemically treated small pools. Now, my fountains have chlorine in them.
Okay.
So that's what they're saying. You know, if you've got a little pond, you want to put minnows or goldfish in them because it'll eat the mosquitoes. If you've got a little pond, do something or chemically treat it. You can't just leave it there. Now, here's some mosquito myth busting. I think this is interesting because we just went and bought citronella candles. Contrary to popular opinion, these often tried remedies won't ward off mosquitoes. Citronella candles are no more effective than other candles at keeping mosquitoes away. Candle smoke in general may have limited effect. Likewise, planting citrosa geraniums won't repel mosquitoes. Outdoor foggers and misting systems will temporarily reduce mosquito numbers, but they rise again as soon as the system turns off and the spray dissipates. Spraying garlic will make your yard smell like an Italian diner, but does little else. Bug zappers attract and kill thousands of insects, but most of them aren't mosquitoes. They kill only a small number of mosquitoes in the area. Ironically, they zap a lot of insects they prey on, mosquitoes. Placing propane gas traps in your yard will effectively capture many mosquitoes, but again, only a small fraction of those in your yard. Ultrasonic devices have no repellency value at all, according to studies. and building bat towers and purple martin houses to attract potential mosquito predators has been proven useless. Bats and purple martins rarely feed on mosquitoes. Again, stock water gardens with fish or chlorinated swimming pools. Another thing, contact your local mosquito. You can have, if you're having a party, you can have your foliage professionally sprayed. They come out and do a service that they can spray your grass and everything, and it'll ward them off just for a couple weeks. If, like, say, if you're having a wedding or a big party, which is something I've never thought of doing, and run fans. If you're running fans at ground level during the party, the wind and the fans will keep the mosquitoes at bay. And I never knew that till now.
Well, we used to do that in Okinawa and other places. Just turn a fan on over the bed. Keeps the mosquitoes off you.
Right.
You can be everywhere.
Yeah. And when they're saying the spray your body, they are saying DEET, and DEET doesn't have. I think that's probably very controversial to always spray yourself. And then earlier I was reading that they like smelly feet. So after you work out, that's when you're prone to be bit to be bitten the most.
Well, they like heat. They're attracted to heat
and your body
and
odor.
And body odor.
Yes.
So
how did you not get? How did you not get bitten in the desert?
Because there's no water for mosquitoes.
Okay, we have just a few minutes left. How to avoid mosquito bites? Replace outside bulbs with yellow bug bulbs, which attract fewer mosquitoes than traditional lights. Apply a light coat of an insect repellent containing DEET on your skin. Not sure about that. Spray an insect repellent that contains permethrin on your clothes, not directly on your skin. Studies have shown that a combination of permethrin on your clothes and DEET on your skin effectively keeps away mosquitoes and other insects. Follow the manufacturer's directions, of course. Over-applying can be dangerous. And finally, you can outfit the whole family in clothes that have been factory-treated with an insect repellent. The repellent lasts for about 25 washings. You go to exofficio.com. Men's T-shirts start at about $30.
We had a caller that said that dryer sheets could be used. What did she say? What kind of dryer sheets?
Oh, you put it on your skin?
He just said, and now he didn't say whether you wipe yourself with the dryer sheet or whether you tuck it in your pocket like a handkerchief.
Wasn't that other stuff, wasn't that skin so soft or something like that, that you could, it was like a lotion?
Avon, we just bought some of that.
That also repels mosquitoes. Yeah. Here's the best thing about it is, don't go outside.
It's ridiculous.
And and make sure the doors are shut. But you know what? The thing about mosquitoes, we had a problem with it for a couple of years because the guy next door had an empty swimming pool, except it wasn't quite empty. So mosquito control people would come out there and spray it all the time.
Right, right, right.
And so that's the only thing I would say. We have a lot of shrubbery, but mm-hmm. I've worked really hard to make sure that yard grass doesn't get high in the backyard. Mm-hmm. In fact, I have killed off most of that yard.
Some mosquito districts, now I'm not sure if the Shasta Vector Control District is among them, but they may be. You can go down and you can actually get a bag full of mosquito fish. And these are species that has a particular affinity for gobbling like their own mm-hmm. body weight and larva every day.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like that. Hey, let's take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, one of the very few full-service jewelry stores in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4:00. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460. It's 28 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here. It's 77 degrees. It's going to go up to 106 today. So enjoy it now.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. My tuber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Street Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back on this Monday here on KCNR 1460 AM. And, of course, streaming across the world. It's currently 78 degrees. Hey, we're going to have 106 today, and there is an extreme weather warning here with heat for the next 2 days, and we do know that we're climbing up, and the next few days will be 108. So we're always saying don't leave anything in the car whatsoever that's not going to explode. You can just leave a water bottle in your car, and it can explode.
If anything. It's 105 degrees 20 minutes later inside your car, it's 134. So think about that. That if it's 105 degrees outside, it'll be 134 degrees in your car 20 minutes later. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, if it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark can help you with anything you need in that direction there. She gives free in-home consultations. Find out more by calling her at 226-8350 or learn more at the ReadingHomeHelpers.com website. Remember, there's no place like home. We have with us today American Legion.
VFW,
that's what I'm at. You know what? I have got them lined up. I've got two or three of them coming through here.
1934,
of course.
Yes, it should sound familiar.
No,
for you.
It's my VFW post. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, my goodness. Okay, so let's attribute it to the heat.
Yes.
And you guys have a big fundraiser coming up at dinner.
Actually, we have a rummage sale, street sale,
right,
whatever you want to call it, this July 28th from 7 a.m. to noon.
Are we sure that you were supposed to be in here?
I know. Frank Rose comes in and he blasts us in the morning with about five things, and I'm sorry I can't keep it straight.
Public Service Director Rose.
That's why I have to write it down.
Okay. All right. So here we go back again. Yeah. VFW Post 1934. You got a fundraiser. It's going to be on the 28th.
Yes, July 28th, right here at the Post at 1251 Oregon Street here in Reading, and it'll be 7 a.m. to noon, and it's just a street sale. It's right next to Woody's, right out there. Everybody's kind of knowing where Woody's is now.
Yeah.
And it'll be nice. They have some big items. They have some small items, and people are donating some stuff to it. All of that money that is raised from that will go to the Voice of the Democracy for the kids, mm-hmm. the scholarships, and into the relief fund for the post itself. So,
cool.
And everybody kind of knows what that money goes to. We help some of the vets who need to pay some bills right. or get medications or whatnot.
We've helped with electric bills. And,
yes, we have. Yes.
And one time I think we helped some a young man get books.
Yes, I think we've done some back rent right. to keep someone from getting evicted. And,
right, all these things from VF Post 1934. VFW Post 1934, how long has it been there?
Oh, forever. Forever. I know I actually was just cleaning out the back room the other day, and and I believe there were some photos from the late 80s or mid 80s of when they converted that, when they covered the front windows and they built the bar. And it was kind of neat to see that and then walk around to some of the guys that had been there for a while and say, who is this and who is that? And hear some of the stories, you know, and all. And some of those guys we've lost or some are just too old to come in anymore. And, you know, it was kind of a bit of a nostalgia for a couple of days. And that little blue binder kind of made its way around. And I don't even know where it's at now, but I'm sure somebody's looking at it going, oh, I remember that. And I remember.
Well, in the 80s, you still had World War II guys in
there. Yes.
A lot of World War II people in Korea.
Yeah. Korea, Frank's Korea.
Yeah, yeah. And then was there ever a battle between in the VFWs? And I've heard this about some of them, about Vietnam vets and World War II vets.
My experience, my father's a Vietnam vet, a Marine, and his stories of the World War II vets were, you know, the greatest generation. We all know that. We all know that war and everything. I think the Korean War guys kind of tagged on to that. They were still a lot of the same guys were World War II and Korea, brothers, cousins, or whatnot. Yeah. And then everything changed with Vietnam. And not just the war itself, but our society changed. Narcotics became a much bigger thing. We kind of went from more alcohol-based to more of a narcotic-based self-medication. And that, just that in itself, you know, there's a view of that, of the guys that are on narcotics or self-medicating are not the same, and just kind of that connotation. And those guys were not afraid to let their hair grow long and wear blue jeans.
Yeah, and I heard that there, you know, there's battles. Like, oh, that wasn't really a war, and not realizing that some of these guys have been in combat for like 350 days out of the year, where they had been in World War II, not taking a thing away from them. Had done the island campaigns, where they'd had 30, 40, 50, 60 days, maybe 90 days. And then they'd be pulled out to go back and refit and retrain and all that to go to the next one. It was, you know, both of them, of course, you know, total war. And that, I think you hit it right on the head. It was a generational thing. Things had changed, you know, dramatically that, but you still had people standing up and fighting for their country. And that was one of the things I realized in 30 years of the Marine Corps was that from the day one when I went in as an enlisted Marine to the day I left, those Marines, men, women, all races, cultures, and all this were a bunch of warriors, and they were carrying on the mantle that was built for them by the Vietnam, by the Korea, by World War II, World War I people. So I think, you know, so I would really love to see more of our younger troops now, or veterans coming into VFW. I know we're attracting more of them.
And we have some ideas here that we're going to try over the next, you know, it takes time. It takes time to do that. I am a little older, but I am from, because I just got out in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from this new batch of just getting out, but physically I'm older. And so I kind of have that mix. I kind of fit in a little bit with some of the older guys because I'm closer to their age, but I did serve with these younger guys and young ladies that are getting out. So I kind of have a better, I mean, I lived in the barracks. I'm a corpsman. I was lived in the barracks with the Marines forever. And so I kind of, you know, I was adapted into that. So I kind of think I have a good understanding of how those guys think. You know, there's a different, everything's social media now. Everything is video games and all that. So how do we work to make those guys comfortable who come in? Is the idea of going to a VFW or American Legion or somewhere, oh, just a bunch of old guys sitting around drinking. Well, that's a small part of it, and that's part of that generations of how they communicated to one another. There wasn't texting. There wasn't, you know, Facebook and instant messages and all of that. So how do we adapt? How do we join that together? Mm-hmm.
How do we pull people in that way?
Yeah.
Well, you know, for me, it took 10 years. You know, when the first time I got out, I didn't go to a VFW, to American Legion, to a VA clinic. Not until the Marine Corps pulled me back in for mm-hmm. another couple of years. And then when I came out that time and I moved up here, is the first time that I started getting, I guess, associated with things like that. I don't know why.
But that's that particular era when the guys were getting out of Vietnam. They were, and I've heard the stories from my dad and his friends, they were told, you are not in a war.
Yeah.
So don't go here. You can't go do this. Yeah. You can't go do that. And it took time for that to kind of rattle out a little bit.
Yeah,
and
that, you guys that was, kind of go,
no, that's
it.
Not right.
Yeah, that's what caused yeah. it, some of yeah. it. But now, you know, like you said, there are so many things that the VFW is involved with, healing waters, helping other veterans that are down on their luck. There's a lot of different things we can do down at the VFW post 1934. If you want to have a party down there, you can have a party down there. You do not have to be a veteran of a foreign war to come there.
No.
You just have to be in the military.
I was just in there because I'm in school right now, and I'm doing my work study there in the afternoons.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to walk out, and if I don't recognize a face, introduce myself or talk to some of the people.
Yeah.
And a guy was just driving through. He was coming from Washington. He's going to Southern California. He Googled it. He Googled it and said, oh, hey, there's a VFW in Reading, and they've got a bar. And he pulled in, and he ended up staying the night. He went to Woody's, and then he ended up staying the night somewhere here. I told him about the hotel there in Anderson, the Gaia, mm-hmm. that one, the round one, and told him about. And he went over there. He stayed the night, you know. So it's there. It's open. You know, mm-hmm. come by, say hi, you know, and, you know, whatever.
Just push the button.
Just push the button.
We never say no.
If the front door is open and you can hit that little button, somebody will let you in.
That's right. If you can reach up that far.
Yeah.
Frank needs some help sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. You know? Yeah.
Okay, so this is going to be, this fundraiser is going to be then on the 28th.
The 28th.
And what day is that?
Saturday.
Saturday, the 28th. And it's going to have, you're going to have all types of neat things out there?
Yes, yes. There are lots of stuff for sale, lots of stuff that's been donated. And there's some big items. I haven't been told what they are yet, but there are some big items that will be there. And, you know, like I said, all that money is going to stay here locally for us to put in our scholarship fund, the Voice of Democracy, and then to the relief fund itself.
That's great. Super. Frank, thanks a lot. I know we've got other groups of people coming in this week.
And what's your name again, sir?
David Williams.
David Williams. Thank you for coming on,
David,
today.
Thanks a lot for being here. You know what? We want to, and I've offered this up. Yeah, and I've offered this up a couple of times, but we need to get a spot for y'all. Talk about where you're at, things that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and Frank will volunteer me for that.
Yeah, and keep it straight. So, you know, we have something else coming up, too. Yeah. this week. So, okay, rummage sale on Saturday next to Woody's.
I think it's worth going down there. It's always got neat things to buy down there. In fact, you know what? Come to think of it, if I can get to it, if I get to the storage unit, I have a bunch of old military stuff I'm planning on getting rid of. Or, you know, do you all take magazines and things like that?
I think right now they're taking anything.
Okay, I'm just wondering. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let us be your design partner at Design Time and Tile. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, we have the largest showroom selection in the North State, plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Summertime is fun time in Northern California. We're Billy and Patrick with your personal invitation to have more fun in a brand new Kia from Renting Kia, your official summertime fun headquarters.
Celebrate this summer with no payments for 90 days in a new 2018 Kia Niro. This sporty 50-mile-per-gallon crossover hatchback hybrid is showing up everywhere in NorCal.
I've got one. I love it.
And nothing says summer like the 2018 Kia Soul. That's the cool crossover that sits up nice and high, has tons of storage. And like all Kias, it's America's best value. We have a Soul, and it's perfect.
The 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento is here. There's room for your camping gear. It has power for towing and is at home on or off-road.
Get yours today and make no payments until fall.
No cost. Lifetime oil changes and tire rotations are yours when you take home your new Kia from Redding Kia, proud sponsor of community events like the Mosquito Serenade.
Finance offer on approval of credit ends 8/10/2018. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Dancing.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. Yeah, I was trying to dance. Okay, now if you can't get me while I'm dancing, I'm not going to be dancing, Ashley. Okay. If you got to get it, you got to get it when it happens. I do not go back and dance again.
Is that what that was?
Huh? That was me doing the twist while I was sitting down.
I was wondering if there was some medication involved.
Thank you very much. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Chemically enhanced dancing. I can't believe that.
Oh, gosh. No, we don't want to be talking about chemically enhanced and firearms at the same time.
That's right.
That doesn't work.
Northern right. Firearms Instruction.
You may want to change your read.
Let me give you an example of some of the things Northern Firearms Instruction. They're going over Ted Leidy, who owns and is the primary instructor or the senior instructor in Northern Firearms Instruction. He teaches in 42 counties, or his people teach. 42 counties. They're heading over to Utah to get a specific classes there so they can teach for the Utah concealed carry. So they can then, our students can then also apply for Utah. So I think this is just an example of how it continues to move on and to expand the ever widening knowledge base that Northern Firearms Instruction has. Check out usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822 for the next classes.
Thousands of tiny tremors over the past few months have moved parts of Washington and Vancouver Island westward. It's a near annual event that backs expectations by some scientists that a big earthquake may hit the Seattle area harder than their previous models suggested. The recent wave of activity began in May and appears to be dying off now, according to the University of Washington earth science professor Ken Krieger. It's a process known as episodic tremor and slip, thought to increase stress on locked faults, areas where tectonic plates cannot move past each other. Earthquakes occur when the pressure on locked zones reaches the breaking point and the plates snap past each other.
Well, good news for if you're up in Washington State.
Well, the Cascadia Subduction Zone in 1700. An earthquake was recorded that is estimated somewhere between 8.7 and 9.2. Imagine that.
8.7. I mean, you know, this doesn't go like from 2 to 3 and it's just, oh, it's just 1. No, when it's not incremental. When it goes from like a 4.5 to a 5.5, that's huge. I mean, that's a big jump.
It is a logarithmic progression.
Right. And so when you get up to 8, I think even the bad movies don't take it any further than 8. And they had one that was beyond that.
Yeah.
You know, the movies always come out and say, oh, this is an 8, you know, and you know, and here comes a tidal wave that's 832 feet high that wipes out San Francisco.
There is historical evidence of sea residue carried up to like 500 to 1,000 foot level as a result of what was depicted in Japan as the Great Wave caused by an earthquake that the tsunami came over and erased a significant portion of the Pacific Northwest.
Well,
yeah,
it's you know they keep saying that this is going to happen, that the last great big one was 100 and something years ago and we're more than due for the next one. So the question is do people really believe that? People do not in their brains, even down deep, believe that there's going to be another big earthquake.
Well,
and when it happens, and it's eventually going to happen, I don't know if we'll be around when it happens, but when it does happen, are people ready for that?
No, because I remember I just sat, for some reason, when I was in Las Vegas with the Gold Digger reunion, and I had joined my girlfriend in Southern California first, and then we drove down. The lady who hired us, Janet Tai, who was in her 90s, and was at this, she was telling us that she had still is suffering from PTSD. And how many years later? Because she was in the epicenter of the Northridge earthquake. And she was, head or treasurer of her building right across from Porter Ranch. And it was all glass. And she said, here I'm homeless. I have no insurance or whatever it was. And my girlfriend Marie was in the epicenter as well. And they talked about how, you know, when they went through this, it was not just, okay, the earthquake. It's the aftershocks that went on for days.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, it was surreal. Like, they were all in shock for days. You know, people running around like gas, you know, worried about the explosions. And Howard was saying, he and his son, who was like probably 8 years old, he said, I don't know what possessed me, but I got out of bed. It was 4 o'clock in the morning when this happened. Pitch black. He said, I got out of it, I made sure all the kids, he said, you know, his knees were all bruised because the TV had slammed up against his knees, I guess if he's on the end of the bed. And Marie's head was just missed by 6 inches of the sheet of the mirror that came down and could have, like, decapitated her. But he was talking about how he went up and down the street and turned off the gas, everybody's gas. He said, I don't know what possessed me to do that, but I did that. Because that's where the explosions happen, of course, and everything after.
Because that's
like the
way Howard is, and Howard's a great guy. I mean, he really is. Now, for 3 or 4 days after that, people were turning on the cook. What happened to my gas? You know, same thing. But you're right, because, you know, once the gas, you know, the gas mains are ruptured, then it just takes a spark. It's like fire around here. Somebody's driving down the road, and a chain drops off their trailer.
Mm.
And it rattles for a half a mile, and now you've got a half mile of sparks and fires, right, like that. Or this one thing the chief said was when the a tool falls off your truck, it hits and it sparks, boom, there you got.
Southern Oregon right now is blanketed with smoke. We drove for over 100 miles with burning eyes and throat from the numerous wildfires in that area. Linda's, the visibility was like a mile and a half.
Linda's brother came up Friday. And brother and sister-in-law came up Friday, spent the night with us on their way up to Alturas. And they look and they said, well, what's that fire? What's that smoke from? Which fire is that? You know, and we looked over and I said, I can't tell you. I'm not sure which one it is.
They're
everywhere. And I 25 acres here, 50 acres there. I said, I can't tell you. I said, it's just, in fact, I said, I hadn't even noticed that. Unless it's really big out there, I don't even notice them anymore.
Yeah, we can run down the NC web, but there's a lot of incidents. In fact, I'm not sure what our preparedness level is. That's how much is available to fight a fire, but we're getting drawn pretty thin.
Right.
You know? Well, they have, on this latest one, they threw out 100 people out there, and, 100 seems like a lot, but you know, when you're looking at fighting fires around here, how many thousands of people in trucks and the millions of gasoline, millions of gallons of gasoline and diesel and water and food. And just think about this, how when you're fighting a fire, it's like you're fighting a war. It's just like a war. You're bringing in your troops. You've got to have a place for them to come back and rest, refit, get fed. And then you can put them back up there. And unlike combat, a lot of times, at least maybe you can rotate these guys out. You know, after a week or 10 days, you bring another crew in. So you're hoping you can do that kind of stuff. But it's just like fighting a war. It's so close to it, the types of logistics and everything that goes on. And we lose a fireman. We lost another one the other day in Yosemite that was killed in that battle over there. And in Yosemite, they're trying to figure out what to do, because it's got 32,000 acres right now, and it's 6% contained because of the terrain. It's straight up and down. The winds are blowing. He says there's just they don't know how to fight it. Well, they know how to fight it, but they just can't because it's of the terrain out there. Tragedy in Toronto. A man walking down the street in one of the more popular areas where all the restaurants and cafes are outdoors. And
I love Toronto.
And he starts shooting. He kills two and he wounds 12 more before. And he was either killed himself or was in a gun battle with police or both.
They're trying to find out whether this is terrorist related.
They're just trying to figure out what caused it.
Right.
But there's three people that mentioned it said they saw the look on his face, and they said he was just. And it was a horrible look on his face, like he was under the influence of something that, you know, it wasn't like, you know, you hear some of them are calm, some of them are even smiling, you know, that just their visages. But this guy looked, they said he said his face was just screwed, you know, just kind of screwed up and just, you know, just like there was something, you know, something horrible going on. Well, it was, he was shooting people, but he walks up and I saw photos of him. He was walking around. Had his Justin black hat on, and he starts shooting.
Wow.
So they don't know why. And this is the thing is could it be terror? Maybe. Could it just be this person that's just, you know, he's just nuts? This is Canada, who has some of the most strict gun control in the world. So, you know, maybe, you know, who knows where this guy got the gun. I'm sure we'll find out. What about the one down in Trader Joe's down in Southern California? He shot his grandmother. And somebody else, and then ends up in Trader Joe's. And I was in Trader Joe's yesterday, and they said it was the manager, one of their managers, that was killed there. Not just one of the shoppers, but one of the managers. But they captured this guy, and they, you know,
he shot his grandmother,
and somebody else.
Bullets scraped his girlfriend's whatever. That's a horrible situation.
Another guy that's just kind of cranked out. Like that. And so, you know, when you see things, I asked the district attorney the other day when she was on, is there more violent crime here, you know, in Redding, in Shasta County? She says it goes in cycles. That some year they don't have much at all, and others, you know, it really ramps up again, because it seems like we've been seeing a lot of people getting shot around here, either shooting each other or the police having to shoot somebody or assaults going on, but it just seems like we've had more lately in this year or since January than I can remember in a while. So, hey, when we come back from the news, it's going to be an open line Monday. So this is a time that we can start talking about. I've got some things lined up. I was saving for the 8 o'clock hour.
Ooh, are you going to rant?
I am. I'm going to rant about several things. You know, one of is about the grand jury. Another one is, are people that are attacking Trump over Russia, do they realize what they're doing? Do they realize, or is what they want a war with Russia? Or do they want just to find some way to impeach Trump?
Anything,
so
yeah.
Is it, you know, because obviously Russia is a problem to us, and he's a problem to NATO, yet as Trump has pointed out, NATO, Germany has 90% of their oil and gas comes from Russia. There are things going on, but what he does and what he tries to do, every time he says something or does something, when you have the vast majority of the media come screaming no matter what he says, are they trying to drive him away from having some kind of relationship with Putin? Is that truly what people want in the United States? That was one of some of the things we're going to talk about. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bond, KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Toronto police not ruling out terrorism as a possible motive for last night's deadly attack in the city's Greektown neighborhood. A man firing a handgun into restaurants and cafes as he walked along the street. He shot 14 people, two of them died. Toronto Police Chief Mark Saunders asking for the public's help.
The biggest reason that I'm here is I'm making an appeal. We're looking for anyone that saw anything. And this is critical because what happens is a lot of times people will tend to vet out their information when, in fact, it can be extremely important to our investigation.
Saunders telling Canada's CTV network that the gunman died following a shootout with police. President Trump continues to cast doubts on the legitimacy of the special counsel's Russia investigation.
The president says the commotion over Russia is a big hoax, even though last week he acknowledged Russian interference in U.S. elections. He writes on Twitter, "So President Obama knew about Russia before the election. He then asks and answers his own question. Why didn't he do something about it? Because it is all a big hoax. That's why."
And that's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Sounds like Senator Lindsey Graham has had enough of North Korea, suggesting it's time for President Trump to crack the whip on Pyongyang.
I would put deadlines in terms of when I want North Korea to deliver the remains of our POWs and missing in action, and I would restart the military exercises. Mr. President, North Korea is playing the same old game with you they played with every other president. You're being tough on China, and you should be, but China's pulling North Korea back.
A South Carolina Republican on CBS's Face the Nation. Used home sales dropped again last month, falling 0.6%. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down about 38 points, NASDAQ off 5, and the S&P 1 point lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
The British government has abandoned its objection to the U.S. seeking the death penalty for two notorious British Islamic terror suspects.
The government's position on Alexander Kote and El Shafi El Sheikh, the two jihadists accused of murdering Western hostages in Syria, appears to be a two-pronged one. On the death penalty, which the UK normally opposes, a senior official has confirmed that in this specific case, the Home Office will drop its usual demand for assurances from the US. But if the pair is sent to the US Naval Detention Center at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba, then Britain will withhold intelligence that could be used as evidence in their trial. The UK continues to call for the closure of Guantanamo Bay, where suspects have been detained without trial.
The BBC's Frank Gardner. Japan recording its highest temperature ever Monday. A deadly heat wave continues to grip a wide swath of the country, 106 degrees, in a city just northwest of Tokyo. News and analysis at townhall.com. President Trump warning Iran, don't mess with the U.S.
It was an explosive warning after his Iranian counterpart said earlier in the day, war with his country is the mother of all wars. In a tweet just before midnight, President Trump wrote in all caps, never ever threaten the United States again, or you will suffer consequences the like of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says he's not jacking up tensions with Tehran.
The president's responding to Iran, and he's not going to allow them to continue to make threats against America.
His language was reminiscent of the fire and fury rhetoric exchanged with North Korea's Kim Jong-un before they held a summit months later. Iran is dismissing these words as a passive reaction. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The Dow is down 38 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. It's Monday, the 22nd of July, 2018. 6.5 minutes, or 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock right here, and the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Great customer service, expanded better than ever walk-in humidor. Tobacco and Brew. Okay, what's the weather look like there, sweetie?
It's currently 80 degrees in the downtown studios. How is everybody this morning? We're going to be at 106 today. We are severe weather warning in the next 2 days with high heat. Tuesday will be sunny and hot with a high near 108, and Wednesday sunny and hot with a high near 109. Thursday will be sunny and high with high near 109, and Friday is 108, and Saturday is 105. Now, that is our forecast, and we have hot and mostly clear skies. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, let's go to the phones. And good morning, Sally.
Good morning.
Where's your meeting tonight? And who's speaking?
Well, and our church is very cool. We've got two air conditioners, and we can get that place a nice, cool 68 degrees if we want to tonight.
Balmy 68.
But anyway, tonight we have Michael DeQuisto coming, and as you know, because you've had him on your show, he is running for City of Reading City Council. So he is one of four candidates, I believe, that are running for three seats on the City Council this time. So we're inviting people to come on out and see what his vision is for the City of Reading and what he has planned for to fix some of the problems we have here.
Yeah, it looks like right now Aaron Reznor, Mike DeQuisto, of course, then there's Francie and Kristen said they're running, and a guy by the name of James Crockett.
Who?
James Crockett.
Well, you need to find him.
He's an instructor over at Shasta College.
All right. Could you send me that information, Carl?
Well,
I'd love to get a hold
okay.
of him.
I can, but that's all I have. James Crockett.
Okay,
he's the teacher over there.
Okay, he hasn't. I guess they're still gathering signatures for their petition to run, I guess it is.
Yeah, he was on the show a couple months ago and said how he's going to do it. Now, I haven't seen anything since then from him, but that may be one to also.
All right. Well, thank you for the information. So, tonight, if people want to come and meet Michael DeQuisto, ask him some questions. The meeting starts at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road, and it's the church on Bonneview Road. So come on out, stay cool, and learn some information about the City of Reading.
Great. Thanks a lot, Sally.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Bye.
Hey, the Michael DeQuisto is a very bright guy. He ran before. And he likes it here. He and his wife really like living here. He's
an attorney.
He's an attorney. He doesn't need to do this for the money. So what he wants is to be able to keep moving Reading forward. So I find that very interesting. By the way, on August 1st, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. next Wednesday, a week from Wednesday, will be Discover Health at the Reading Rancheria. Health screenings at no cost. Blood pressure, body fat, index, analysis, cholesterol, diabetes, pre-screen, all of these. They're going to have stuff there for the kids, health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more. All this is going to be at Wind River from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. All ages welcome. Special activities for the kids. For more information, call Levita at 226-1734. We have a grand jury here in Shasta County. It's called the Shasta County Grand Jury. In fact, we run spots for them. We have them on here to get people on. You don't want the people that have that are bright, that are that really want to see some things happen in our community, that are going to spend the time on it. And they go, and they do. They spend a lot of time. They do a lot of work.
It's not paid. It's volunteer.
Well, it's paid, but it's very low pay. I think you get a per diem of like $5 if you want it.
Okay.
But you're right. Essentially, it is you're volunteering for this thing.
It's actually an honor.
Well, it's because you've got to apply for it, but it's also something that does things for our county, too. Well, but what I've noticed here is the latest one is the grand jury studied AB 109, which is the one that turned people this was the bill that put the criminals back down into our county jails instead of putting them in prison 7-8 years ago. It's been nothing. It was the beginning of so many problems we were having here with crime all over the state, in fact. And then Proposition 47 and 57 came in, rolled in, and, you know, and piled in on it. Well, the Shasta County Grand Jury has looked at how AB 109 funds that were given by the state to spend on rehabilitation and other facets of this program that when they pushed all the criminals back down to us was being spent. $39 million, in fact. And the Shasta County, after getting the study done by the grand jury, has rejected 5 of the 6 suggestions that they wanted to see. They said 5 of the 6 areas that they talked about, they're just wrong. Now, we have a group of people chosen for their ability to do the job, chosen by the county and the people that work with the grand jury. And now the county says that they're wrong in 5 of 6 of their findings. And so they reject them. Well, I've noticed this for the last couple of years that the Shasta County Grand Jury has come out several times with saying, hey, these areas need to be looked at, or the city's doing this wrong, or the county's doing this wrong. And the only thing the city and county do is say, yeah, we reject that. We reject their findings. We don't agree with them. And nothing happens. Nothing happens. There's no recourse to go, well, wait a minute, because they don't. There's nothing that says the city or the county even have to react to it in any way. You know, so they come back and they say, no, we don't agree with them there. Oh, yeah, that $39 million was spent to keep the jail open. Okay, then just fine. But then one of the things they're calling about is, why don't we do an audit of the funds to see where all this money went to? Nope, we're not going to do that. There's nothing that says we have to do that, so we're not going to do it. That's what the answer was. It may not have put it exactly like that, but that's what it said. And then they had other things. It says, well, no, it doesn't say that. Didn't say we had to do this, didn't say this, so we're not going to do it. Okay. So what I've noticed over the past 3, 4, 5 years is that the Shasta County Grand Jury spends a lot of time on something, comes out, presents it to the city, presents it to the county, and it's just rejected. So my question is why do we have a grand jury? Are there other things that they're doing that comes out that it is accepted? We just don't see it. Is it like a study that says, oh, no, this is what, you know, we need to do this? I guess, but the bottom line is this. If they spend this much time and effort and they talk to so many people and they pull people in to give them, you know, what's happening, and they write it out and they present it, then it's just rejected. Why are we doing that? Why are we even doing it? Why are we spending money on the grand jury if they're not going to, if there's no teeth in what they do? There's none. They could literally catch somebody probably doing something in there, like, there should be an audit. No, doesn't say there's supposed to be an audit. But why not? Why don't we have an audit showing where the money goes? I mean, there must be somebody keeping track of it. I think they said something that's, well, you know, the community group the parole office or probation and the sheriff and the DA and all that. That group right there says how it's supposed to be spent. Well, but is it all being spent that way? And what are the and how do we know that all these programs we're doing is working? Who's keeping track of that? Well, the answer to that was, well, we have people we've trained to do that. But are they doing it? I mean, are they? Is there a report at the end of this saying is that okay? We've tried to train this many people. We've worked with this many people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so, what's the end result? Well, is there an end result? Or is it just something that we just ignore if we don't like what they say? So, I mean, essentially, that's what it is. The city's done it. The city's done it several times. They just stonewall them. Oh, well, we don't agree with that.
That has historically been the thing. The grand jury comes out with this and that, and the supervisors or the city council goes, oh, okay, and goes back to work.
So I guess my bottom line is, do we spend the time? Do we literally spend the time finding all the people and have them working there? You know, we know people that are on the grand jury. And they've done great. You know what? I think they've done great work, but nothing came of it. So maybe it's time to ask the people on the grand jury, if all this happens, do we really need a grand jury? Do we need to spend the time and effort on it?
I mean, it seems sometimes that the grand jury is sort of like Jiminy Cricket sitting on Pinocchio's shoulder.
Yeah. Anyway, it just hit me on that today.
Really, and I think, you know, hearing this information makes you feel like, or makes me feel like, or I could understand how it makes one feel like we're experiencing so much in our society now where there's not accountability. So how can we, like you said, you've got the grand jury going into discovery and long periods of time. I think it's 6 months, isn't it?
At least that. And they spend a lot of time and
hours,
effort.
4 times a week they meet?
Yeah. I mean, it's lots of time and effort and calling people in and administrative cost and all this. And my whole question is, we got to take a break. But, you know, yes, grand juries. I mean, I'm all for that. But what are we doing? Nobody, because they can't. There's no criminal. They can't do criminal stuff, and so they go like this: hey, we think that you spent $450,000 on rehab in your office, and that's way too much. Well, no, I can do that. You know that is that it's the answer is that. We got to take a quick break here, and we'll come back. We have people calling. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? 106 today, 109 tomorrow, 109 the next day. If you haven't called Alliance Heating and Air and said, hey, are my filters clean? Are my air ducts working? Is my air conditioner working at its peak performance? Then you're missing out. In the business over 25 years, voted best in the North State. They're the only ones we let touch our HVAC. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642.
May I interject that Alliance Heating and Air is the one who suggested that we get a Nest thermostat when they were first coming out. On the way home last night, it's 86 degrees at 10 o'clock at night. I pulled out my iPad, turned on my AC from Lakehead, and the house was nice and cool by the time we got home. And that was on the advice of Alliance Heating and Air.
Well, they're just like those kind of guys and girls. We'll be right back.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hey,
Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a Redding sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Ooh. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio Studios at KCNR 1460. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Linda Bott, Carl Bott, and the King is here. He's just sitting across from us going, yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by North State Security. If you're looking for somebody to keep your house safe and your business safe, call North State Security at 243-0295. Got more people out on the road than the police do. An ounce of security since 1968, North State Security. 243-0295. Okay, let's go to the phones. Roberta, do we need a grand jury, Roberta?
Hey, you know, there's something that you're not, I think you do understand, but it's not coming through. The grand jury is not just to alert government and other entities of things that they find not going correctly, but it's to inform the citizenry. How else are we going to know what is going on behind the facade?
Well, that's a good point that they are out doing that. But then here's the bottom line on this is that, okay, this is my report. And constantly the city and the county and other groups are saying that's not true. We disagree with your figures. We disagree with your findings. So is the grand jury actually telling us what's going on, or are they just not understanding it and crying wolf?
Well, I don't believe that at all, and I value the grand jury's reports. The problem, Carl, is that people are not going to the council meetings or the supervisor meetings. People are not taking on their responsibility to make sure that these things are followed through on. It's not the grand jury their report is valuable, the citizens are not following through with it, as I see it anyway.
Okay, so I come out and I go and I say, I call up Larry Lees right after the show, hey, and which I've done. And I've also called, the Kurt Starman when it came out on them several times. And their remark is this. They didn't understand it. They didn't have all the facts and figures, or things have changed. I mean, this is what they say. Okay, so, you know, where's the follow-up? So who does the follow-up on this? The grand jury can't. So who should?
Well, the city council should.
Have you ever seen them do it?
No, but people don't show up at the meetings to even indicate that they're interested in that they do it.
Well, that's and then we get back to that part, Roberta. You know, we talk about this every day, 5 days a week, and yet people agree. People agree with you. Yet people don't go down there.
Well, that's true, but people have the information, and I think the information from the grand jury is important, so that's my point.
Okay, so my point is to people out there, is the grand jury a waste of time? Does it give out valuable information, and if so, is the information really truly right? Because the city and the county every time say, no, you're just wrong. So we spent countless hours of good people's times, countless hours of administrative help, countless hours of calling people in to find out what's going on. And at the end of it, it gets out to a you said, she said type thing.
Well, you know, and I get back to the fact that it is the citizens that need to be informed. And yes, the city is not, and the county have not been honest with us. And we see that. And so,
are you accusing,
you know, how,
wait a minute, are you accusing,
to know?
Are you accusing the county and the city not being honest with the populace that pays the taxes?
I absolutely am.
Oh, Roberta. Okay. Thanks, Roberta.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, people are saying this, and, you know, yesterday we were experiencing a problem with our internet for a while, too. You know, when you're streaming stuff. And then somebody said it was AT&T, but we have a different system totally. Is it just the weekends that what happens there, Bob?
It looks like, now I'm trying to backtrack some stories, it looks like there were some fiber routing issues down through the Bay Area, since a lot of our traffic routes down through servers in the Valley and in the Bay Area. That could be the origin of our problem. Our fiber line runs down through that area.
Okay.
So
does that affect Netflix?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, that's why we were buffering last night. We were like,
and it doesn't happen during the week, though. Isn't that strange?
They do a lot of now, because of business disruption, a lot of maintenance may be performed on
the
weekends.
Yeah, it could be too. Now, somebody said here for the grand jury, he says that in 2002, the grand jury was correct about the shortage of jail space. You're absolutely right. I'm sure I wasn't here in 2002, but so what happened about that in 2002 when a grand jury says, hey, we have a shortage of jail space and it's going to continue to get worse? So do we immediately go out to get money to buy a new jail or to build a new jail? The answer is yes, and then we voted not to open it.
Yeah. Well.
So, I mean, you know, here's what I'm saying is this. I'm not denigrating the grand jury at all. What I'm saying is that they spend an awful lot of time and an awful lot of effort to do things just to be told that their work is not right, that it's old, that it's, you know, that the figures have changed, that, oh, we just disagree with you.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can, I mean, where does it go from there? And Roberta says rightfully, well, the citizens should come up there and, you know, fight, you know, say, hey, what's going on here? The citizens don't.
Get the pitchforks out.
Yeah. They don't, okay? The only thing you might say is that during this next elections, there's where you stand up and you say something, which are coming up in November. All right. Let me see. What else we have? That was my thing about the grand jury. Is it worth the time? Is it still going like that? Now, I want to take a quick break because when I come back, I have some good news, too.
There's good news.
So there's good
tonight.
News right here in Redding, California. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. River Commons. You know, it's like having your own little cruise ship there. But you go there, you've got gourmet chefs, you've got activity directors. You get, you know, you get out, go through all these things that you want to do. You don't have to cook. You don't have to do, you know, you don't have to cook. You don't have to, you know, clean up your rooms, all that kind of stuff. It's just all done for you. No cutting of grass, nothing. It's all there, and it's pet-friendly. This is River Commons Senior Living. It's not assisted living. These are active adult people that are just on the move all the time. Give them a call, 238-5981. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. It's Monday. It's Monday, the 22nd of July, 2018. It's 80 degrees right now, going up to 106 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
365 owned and operated.
3793. And let me tell you that, you know, they bring us the weather report. They do not bring us the weather, so don't get upset with them about that. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. A big shout out to D.C. and Hope he's getting better. He had a shoulder operation, of course. I'm just down there the other day. I got to give him a call and see how he's doing. The Cypress Square Barbershop gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. So I said we're going to have some good news. Some of the good news is that the hotel revenue, you know, because we were talking about hotel revenue, has climbed 8.3% in a year.
Now, in Reading?
In Reading.
Great.
Yeah, and Sheraton's Sheraton's doing well. They think maybe Sheraton has had something to do with that, but all of them are going up. Also helping, though, is that the fact that a lot of these vacation rentals, the VRBOs and the Airbnbs, are now paying taxes on the people that are staying there, which is seems to me to be fair on it because as the motel said, hey, look, we have to pay a tax on these on people staying at our hotels. If these people are coming in here and they're staying at theirs and they're renting their places out 50 weeks a year, they should be paying some taxes too. I understand that. Anyway, the good news is that the revenue at on our hotels have gone up 8.3%. Let's go to the phones. Billy Bob, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Bill. Hey, I wanted to echo Roberta's comments and agree with her wholeheartedly. This business with the county and city, there's no reason that we can't get an audit for the people. And if we don't get an audit with this information that's been publicized, we're crazy. And this is where we got to hold these people to the fire. And let's see, what else was there? Well, that's it. No, the situation is all these people are a bunch of crooks. That's it. That simplifies it.
Well, you know what? I think there should be an audit there. I think there should be somebody telling us, well, how well is this program working? I think it's time to get the lady from probation on. What do you think? Did I lose Billy?
Hey, Bob.
Okay. I lost Billy. The thing about it is that she's ahead of this. In fact, she's ahead of this community correctional partnership. It's time to get her on. Talk about everything that's going on and where the money's going and how are these schools working. How is recidivism rate? All these things. It's time.
Is this a $6 million woman? I mean, I made the number. You said there was a certain amount of money sitting in the corrections fund.
Oh, that was before. I don't know if it's still in there now. They had that when we were looking to try and get people out of here, send them anywhere else, and everybody says we have no money. Sheriff Tomasenko sitting right where we're actually sitting right now say, oh, we've got like a $7 million surplus. Oh, and I tell you what, you talk about hitting the fan after that. Leonard Modi got up, you know, he was extremely upset that people were saying things like this, that there's a budget, you know, there's a surplus and that, oh, it's going to be spent in 3 years. Well, okay, it's going to be spent in 3 years, but we need it right now.
Yes, we're saving it for a rainy day. Don't know if you noticed, but it's up to our necks.
Yeah, it's 109 today, and you know what? It's rainy. It's rainy out. It's 109 today, and it's rainy. So, nope, you're right, Billy Bob. We need to do things like this. Grand jury, yes, we need a grand jury. But here's my hypothesis on this is we have a grand jury. These people spend lots of time and energy and money of the county taxpayers, not on their salaries, but just on all getting all this stuff done. They pull people in. They investigate. They ask questions. They write it out. And then they present it. Okay, now the things they present are, okay, hey, nobody's doing an audit. We don't have to do an audit. Well, why don't you have to do an audit, and should you do an audit is the question. But, see, they don't have to because this is the final thing. Grand jury can't come back then and say, well, why don't you do this? No, the grand jury presents its findings, and either the county and the city either agree or disagree, or they can agree on some of it and disagree on others, which is what they do. They take the easy ones. Okay, yeah, we can do this. Now, here's the thing about that. They can take those, and they can implement them, and then they can change them later if they want. There's nothing in there. There is no teeth in the grand jury. The only thing they are is they're trumpeting the things they have found. It gets in the paper. It gets on this show. It gets on a couple other shows. And it just disappears. It will not be in the paper again, I will bet you, till next year.
Fades into the ether.
It just does. And because well, this is what they say, but they're wrong. And that's essentially it.
Along,
we just disagree with them.
Along comes the next shiny thing.
Ashley.
I would, just for argument's sake, I would say that our listeners out there right now, they are the teeth. And this information needs to be getting to them as much as possible. And then with the voting process and everything like that, the people in office who say, hey, we're not going to pay attention to what the grand jury says, if it's important to our listeners, then vote accordingly.
Power of community radio.
Yes, I agree. I agree with what Ashley's saying. I just feel that whole void that is, I feel again, I'm not to repeat myself, but the accountability of what's going on in our nation and even locally is just, if you have the grand jury finding misappropriations or questioning where funds are going and that they can't seem to follow the trail or follow how things are being accounted for, that there needs to be, who is in charge? Who is in charge above the grand jury to say, yes, we're going to,
well,
we're going
see that,
to
but
the
see,
people.
That's it. There's not. There's no criminal. There's no way for them to enforce this. There's no way. See, there's nothing criminal. They don't look at criminal things. They look at things and say, this is the way we look at it, and you're not doing this. We've shined light on this. This needs to be done. And if it's so obvious, then they're going to be done. You know, then it will be done. But if the county looks at it and says they're wrong, you know, what the county has said is, we disagree with their findings. We reject their findings. It's just, that's just the way it is. You can have your findings. Doesn't mean they're right.
Wouldn't you be curious to know the percentage of what the findings have been in the last 5 years and what has actually been done with the findings? Has there been attention paid to, like, say, Article 1, and there's 10 things that they've looked at? How much movement has been made with their findings?
Or is the first response to simply duck?
Mm-hmm.
The duck of the week. So far, it's only Monday. The duck of the week so far has been the Shasta County that said, no, there's nothing to see here. Move on. There's nothing to see here. 5 of 36. No.
So.
Yeah. So, you know what? Duck of the week, it's only Monday. You know what? We can. I've got a feeling this will not be the last nor the best duck of the week.
Forgive my ignorance, but what happens to the information? Is that public?
It is public. You can take a look at it. Everybody.
It's online
all
somewhere?
Public. Yeah, you can just go to Shasta County Grand Jury and for 2018. And you can, they've got everything printed, as they do each one. I mean, like, they don't wait to the end of the year, as they find in others, too, I believe is the way it works. But, yeah, you can see it. It's all public record.
Okay. So
it would be interesting to see also if they say, you know, then they say how they got to this, too. You know, they do the, you know, this is what we did, and these are our findings. So it's not like, well, we just found, you know, we just thought this is the way it is. So let's go to the phones. Coach, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey,
good morning.
I got a quick take on this. I look at things when there's two different opinions on something. Who's got the dog in the fight? And I don't think anybody that joins or is appointed to the grand jury has a particular angle or dog in the fight to make recommendations that they make. The other side of that is, if they say that the money hasn't been spent right, or you're not doing this or you're not doing that, the politicians that we elected for Shasta County do have a dog in the fight. They're all covering their backsides.
Well,
and
I agree with that.
Across the board, those that are running for re-election, vote them out and vote new people in, regardless of their record, because obviously they're, to me anyway, they're hiding stuff. And I don't like it. I don't like it with the city council. Vote the old boys out or girls and vote new people in. Send the message that this is how we're going to handle things when you're not responsive.
There you go. Now, let me just say one thing. Let me say one thing about the grand jury. They had something they did, which I was really looking forward to them looking at this from the city side. And they had spent months on this and then found out that one of the members of that team had a dog in the fight, was being affected by it. And frankly, when that was found out, they dropped the whole thing.
Yeah.
After all this months of work, they dropped it because they couldn't go forward because there was prejudice on one person's part there. And nobody knew about it until right there at the end when it came out from another place. So, yeah, there are some people in there that go in there that do have dogs in a fight that are going after there for specific reasons. But hopefully they winnow them off the jury or they're not allowed to be on that one part that they have, you know, that personally affects them. Even though I think that everything the grand jury does.
That's absolutely correct. By the same token, there a dozen people on the jury? 10, 9?
I think there's more than that.
Oh, okay. Well, like for the sake of discussion, let's say there's 12, just for the sake of talk. If there's 12 and one person has a dog in the fight, they're outnumbered 11-1. What's the problem?
Because they break them into different groups. It's not like they all look at one subject. Maybe four people working on this and four there and two over here, those kind of things.
I see your point.
That's going to be the whole thing. Yeah, no, I understand. But then when you get somebody that's it's an integral member, then you got to question everything they brought to the plate. So I understand that part. But on the other hand, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, makes sense.
But you're absolutely right that, you know, you put up these findings and what it does, it makes people look bad. So they're going to just say, oh, no, that's not the way it is. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and here at the lowest possible level of politics in this country is exactly what's happening on the East Coast in D.C.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same thing, only on a much, much smaller scale. There's no difference whatsoever. They're covering their butts.
Okay, Coach Bob, thank you.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thanks, Coach.
Hey, we're
going to take a break when we come back. You know what, Carl? I'd like to talk about a study. I know we're going to talk about more of politics as well. But a study from studyfinds.org, something very interesting that we all know about. But this has been an official study. So we're going to talk about that when we come back about kids and smartphones. We'll be right back. And KCNR 1460, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Recipient of the 2017 Health Grade Patient Safety Excellence Award, Certified Chest Pain Center, Certified Primary Stroke Center, and recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. See you on the other side. If you drive
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Are you looking for a new kitchen? We have it all. Custom cabinets, ceramic tile, granite, and quartz slabs for countertops. Need a new bathroom? We can do that too. Our staff at Design Time and Tile can help you design the kitchen and bath of your dreams. Stop by our showrooms located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Save the date, August 1st. Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 1st from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome. Special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis,
body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to WinRiver.com. Contact Olivia Brady at 530-226-1734 or Jasmine Romero at 530-339-7462. Head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 1st, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bond.
Welcome back to
KCNF. This is Carl when he was joining the mortar crew, dropping the bomb on people.
83 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be 106 today. Ooh, stay hydrated. You might want to go to that water store over there on, which I love to get my water over there on Hilltop. Okay, so I wanted to talk about this because this has been a study. And it talks about the great indoors. Survey shows that 40% of parents have to force their video gamer children to leave the house. The average child spends just 7 hours a week outside, but more than twice that amount playing video games. So, I mean, I don't know what I would do if I was a parent today and how to, you know, the secret to life is really everything's about balance. But the researchers, there's a company called Decathlon, a sports retailer in the United Kingdom, recently surveyed more than 2,000 British parents and children hoping to learn more about the recreational attitudes of society's younger generation. The researchers' findings shed light on a number of phenomena. So today's children and teens, a survey found, prefer a whole host of activities over playing in the mud. These activities include gaming, watching TV, surfing the web, and listening to music. Believe it or not, some adolescents even prefer doing homework.
I'm just finding this, you know what?
This perception this that as soon as you step outside, your life is in danger, that somebody's going to come along and kidnap you.
I think
or you're going to be shot.
No, I think
you're going to be this.
I think you're right. I think that's part of it. The parents aren't pushing kids to get outside.
More,
on the other hand, it's the obesity in our children at age 12. Kids got type 2 diabetes, you know? Yeah. And, I mean, there's something that has to be said about this, that this is a problem. And that, let's just face it, that, you know, only one in four, 25% of those who are trying to join the military can pass the physical side of it. They're overweight or they've got something wrong with them. So 25%.
More shockers, 4 in 10 British adolescents have never gone camping.
Oh.
Nearly half have never built a den or a fort. And more than half have never climbed a tree.
No.
Many who had tried these rites of passage couldn't stop thinking about their devices. Today's generation of children have more things
than ever before to encourage them to stay inside, and it seems these gadgets are keeping them from enjoying the great outdoors.
I found Linda up in the peach tree last week climbing in
that.
Over
two-thirds worry that children spend too little time outdoors, and nearly 4 in 10 struggle so much that they get their kids to leave the house that they actually have to force them to do so. So here's what I would do, because, you know, I grew up with strict.
Uh-oh. Here we
no,
go.
I grew up with strict.
No, no, I know that. So before, I can't wait to hear what you're going to do.
Do you ever see kids out in front of their house weeding?
No.
You know, we had to weed and mow and clean our yard before we could do other things. So it was, you know, before you got your privileges, it's not like you just wake up and this is what you're supposed to. Before you watch cartoons, you had to work around the house. My mom worked inside. My dad worked outside. We did both. I did both. And I just think it's really good to learn physical labor. I think kids should know how to be able to hammer a nail. I think kids should know how to be able to get a shot between a shovel and a pitchfork, that they should be able to shovel things and work in the grass. And they may get a tick, and they may get bruised, and they may get a little, hey, they may get a broken bone. I know, God forbid. But kids need to get roughed up in the great outdoors.
Roughed up in the sense of, because they're trying to do things, not, you know, not because people
they
just punch them out.
They need to,
no.
They need to feel what it feels like.
Here's the other thing. Kids need to know how to fight. Kids should learn, and they should be taught at an early age how to protect themselves. And I don't mean fight other people just to be a bully. No, but to prevent a bully. But to be able to protect themselves if something happens to them, that they know how to fight. And it should be taught at an earlier age than it is.
I found it fascinating when a middle school proposed that when the kids came in, they had to check in their cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's
the
great.
Soccer mommies went berserk.
I think
because,
it's a great idea.
What if something happens and I can't reach my child?
Well,
in the schoolroom,
they
freaked. Nope. Guess what? In the schoolroom, I think we can get a hold of them. You know, if something keeps buzzing, you know, I think a teacher will walk over and take a look, and, you know, if there's something there, it's an emergency, fine. Then we'll take
but
care of that.
But these parents showed up and it was nearly a riot. You can't take away my ability to contact my child.
Yes,
here is a reason that you keep your kids inside. You ready for this? For the second time in recent weeks, a woman on the beach in New Jersey was impaled by a beach umbrella. The wind was blowing.
Okay.
It nails her in the chest. She gets medevaced by a helicopter.
Oh, man.
You know, so you're thinking, oh, no, we should go. Let's go to the beach today. Oh, okay, hon.
How often does that happen? I mean,
I know. But see, people use that as a reason.
Right.
Oh, can't go to the beach. I'm sorry, you can't.
So
you
clearly
can't
we need to pass legislation limiting the availability of dangerous beach umbrellas.
Yeah. We need to blunt those beach umbrellas, and we need to put a some kind of governor on them so they cannot fly faster than 1 mile an hour. Mm. Okay, now how do we do that?
Clearly,
we
must pass laws.
But then it can't open up, so which kind of defeats the whole purpose. I know. I'm not trying to make light of this woman getting a... I am kind of. A woman getting impaled.
I'm curious,
like that.
Ashley, were you, when you grew up, what were your rules?
I lived in Shingletown. You know, there's a lot of land there and not a lot of traffic, so I was allowed outside all the time. And we had, you know, animals and such on the property. So I was more interested in going outside, but there wasn't a lot of work involved in it. I remember I built a fort and my dad made me take it down. That was just part of he didn't want me. I found rope and I made it like all Ewoks between the trees.
Right.
I'm that kid. But
what's your child doing? Oh, she's hanging from this rope 30 feet in the air.
She was impaled by one of those pieces of wood.
Let me tell you quickly what my daughter did. My daughter did one time. I came home, and I've just looked at my ex-wife, and she's just looking at me, and I go, what happened? She goes, your daughter, who was at that point like 4, maybe 5, have you seen those light poles that go up straight, and then they have the how the light comes out to the side, you know, so it's got another, you know, another part comes out. Jennifer shinnied up the pole to the top and was sitting on the arm that went out with her arm around it, and these people are outside, and somebody knocked on. Kathy thought she was in the house. She walked outside with her friends and shinnied up the pole. And so she got out there. So all the families are around there. They're looking up. There's Jennifer sitting up there. And Kathy's going.
Red hair.
Yeah, red hair.
Red.
She's looking around.
Kid down the street.
Come, come on down. Come on down, honey. And so, you know, gosh, people, you know, just call the fire department.
Get the net.
So she turns around. She puts her little arms and legs around the pole and shinnies down the pole. Of course, after that, she never did it again. Yeah. But
guess how many times she did it prior.
Oh, no, I mean, Kathy still pales when she thinks about it. I mean, there's a little kid 40 feet in the air.
But Jennifer, and here's Jennifer that just speaks volumes about Jennifer because she's got ambitious, she's smart, she has fortitude. She's fearless. And so there you go. I mean, I think, you know, you got to teach your kids I really think you need to let your kids be kids. They need to get out there and just do it.
It says here that I still build tree forts.
Thank you.
One of our listeners, I still build.
I will screen cap that and send it to my father. And it was
Green Acres is the place to be. All right, everybody. Hey, tomorrow, Hayden Humane joins us. Later on this week, we have the anti-marijuana coalition that's coming in here saying is that, hey, this is, you're being sold a bill of goods. So this and much more this week. So everybody have a great day. Remember, it's 106 today. That means the inside of your car is going to be over 135 degrees in 20 minutes. Think about that. Also, hey, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7.